no loudspeakers, but I'm speaking loud vernacular.
And now a bit of poetic commentary from the one and only funk master George Clinton. Today's topic, the war on drugs.
U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog, nicknamed Bustum. Like most dope-sniffing dogs, he's got a habit, trained to have to have it. Pick up the tracks of the traffickers and track them like a rabbit up the coastline. K-9 control substance retriever, receiver of the Golden Nose Award for leading them to the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his issue of the booty. Never do he do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog, a U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog. Keen sense of smell, tracking the telltale trails of cartel dope boats. Big dope, never a gram or OZ kilo too low key. Gotta be tons of Piblo, bales of Lumbo. While other dogs are sniffing one another's tail, he can track the profit from a dope sale straight to the stink account. Big banks, banking on laundered dirty money not stinking. As the wind blows, he get a whiff, he take a sniff, he just follow his nose. OMAC uncle had some drugs, C-I-A-I-O, and with those drugs he bought some arms, C-I-A-I-O. There was a bang bang here and a snort snort there, here bang, there snort, banging snorts everywhere. OMAC uncle starts a war, C-I-A-I-O.
Before we go any further, maybe we should explain. When musician George Clinton came to visit our show, we asked him to tell us what was on his mind. And, well, that's what came out. And it went on.
An undercover narc with a bark took a bite out of crime. Posing as a C&I dog, he bit the blind. The man with the cane made of coke. As sure as the dope boats float, the media goes comatose. Unrelated over-the-counter overdose now become drug-related. Aided and abetted by a lot of apprehension and indifference. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Y'all can take your medicine now, because you're going to be ill when I tell you the deal on dope. There is more profit in pretending that we're stopping it than selling it. Roof.
George Clinton is in his late 60s now, and after more than 50 years at it, he and his P-Funk All-Stars are still party favorites with young and old alike. His latest CD is called George Clinton and His Gangsters of Love. It's a look back at some of the old school classics that inspired him most when he was just getting started. We wanted to talk with him about it and about the amazing Everything But the Kitchen Sink musical universe that he managed to get us all dancing in. So here's a trip into the mind of the P-Funk master himself, George Clinton.
Stay way too long and I can't do without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more.
Well, I've been waiting to do this for a long time because Doo-Wop was my first love. And all the songs of the 50s and 60s, you know, is music is... need something different right about now. So I say, let me see if I can do some singing of love songs. And when I started doing that, I started thinking about love. In the 50s, the fellas didn't mind getting on one knee. They said, darling, I love you. You know what I'm saying? But today you got to keep your gangster on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's a whole other thing, and they're still in love. They're still in love. It don't sound like it, but they get married, and they have children like everybody else do. They try to school them, because it's done changed already. It's too late for school them. I got to learn. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I was on the elevator, and I heard some guys on there, they was cursing, and the young girls was on there. I said, man, won't y'all be cool? The ladies on there. She said, oh, here go Captain Save-A-Ho. I was like, uh-oh, let me get my gangster on and figure out how to talk like this. Oh, I'm a Smokey fan, you know, as far as the writer's concerned. And Marvin gave me the song, and it was always a song that I thought was one of the best written songs, the lyrics in that. And so I had to do that one. Okay, let's go. Started out about 14. We saw Frankie Lyman doing his thing, girls screaming. Oh, of course I'm going to have some of this. You know, and skip school to go to the Apollo and see the Spaniards, the Flamingos, and Jackie Wilson, Clyde McFadden in the 50s. I mean, we watched everybody. You know, right up to the 60s when Smokey and the Miracles and the Temptations blew in town. Motown came out. That was the new doo-wop. And I went straight to work for them and did that until we got our first hit record. It was in 66. I Want to Testify. By the time we got our hit record, doo-wop was over again. Because here come the English groups coming over here doing what we had done, what our mothers liked, the blues and the Shake It Up, Baby. We was on our way to the Copa in Las Vegas. We were trying to be, ritzy, but then we met them guys coming over with jeans and torn up shirts. We was talking about hippie, but we knew how to be hippie. We knew how to be, like raggedy. So we went back, got us some diapers and sheets off the Holiday Inn bed, and we went crazy on them. Got our mind blown out, tripped on out of here, and we didn't come back. Temptations on Acid, we were gone. Because we had missed the beginning of this psychedelic era. We had to catch up. So we went totally nuts. Took the amps all the way up and went out. And pretty soon we made it like it was brand new. Slowly coast on back into, the mothership connection. At the time, and there were so many Afros as far as you could see, and then a bunch of hippies all in this concert we had. And you look out over the hill, somebody said, One Nation Under a Girl. She said, Wow, young, they come to see y'all, and they're like, One Nation Under a Girl. We took that and went right to the studio and recorded that concept. We're dancing our way out of our constrictions. More of What You're Funking. That's going to be our redeemer. Dancing our way around all the problems. Ain't nothing wrong. We'll be all right by Thursday.
You're listening to the riffings of funk master George Clinton. Clinton has had epic fights with record companies over the use of his music. He's been a major inspiration to hip-hop, and he just may be the most sampled musician of all time. But Clinton says he has rarely been paid proper royalties.
And it's not against the artist that did it. It's the record companies that took it out of the artist's royalties and didn't give it to us. I got some of them back. I got One Nation back, Knee Deep. Got those back. But there's a lot of other ones and a lot of other monies that are over $150 million worth. But we're not going to sweat and cry over it. If somebody sample our record, make a new record, we're going to sample theirs back.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy.
They was not going to let that record be it was selling all the time. It ain't never stopped selling. But that's when they decided that they weren't going to give us our money. They told us right then, it's not going gold. It's not going to be gold. It never went gold, far as they're concerned. They still tell us it never went gold. And we all know that. And some people have bought the record 100 times. They bought the plastic, the CD, now download it. You know what I'm saying? It's so many records sold, but they still claim that it never sold gold. You look on the wall of Tupac, 16 million records, and you sample Atomic Dog. Same thing with somebody else. We all know better than that, but it's catching up to them. That one give you excuse to go nuts. And there was the dog in you, instincts are set free. you're allowed to do all that animals do. You know, you put thinking on hold for a minute. And the tongues come out and they wagging and they everything they see is a tree. Just give you the excuse to go crazy. Change the cat. Flashlight will give you an excuse to jump up on the dance floor and then need to do the same thing. But Tommy Dog, you ain't got to know how to dance at all. You can just like jump you behind on out on the floor and do the butterfly or the caterpillar, whichever you want to do. But you do the best you can and you're all right then.
My motto is
make my the people. I want to get funked up.
George Clinton, his life and times in his own words. Clinton's latest CD is called George Clinton and His Gangsters of Love. One last thought from the funk master. We asked what he would want people to say about him years after he's gone. He says, seeing that he was literally born in an outhouse, his epitaph should read,
his mother thought it. She had to go to the bathroom when he was born. He was destined to be funky.
You can watch video of this interview on our blog, nprnewsandviews.org.